This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs offices delayed work this morning due to a power outage. The outage is affecting all areas in the Warm Springs agency area. There are 21 new COVID-19 related deaths in Oregon, raising the state's death toll to 3,394. The Oregon Health Authority reported 2,437 new confirmed and presumptive cases of COVID-19 early yesterday. 80.7% of the more than 13,000 reported COVID-19 cases between August 29th and September 4th occurred in people who were unvaccinated. The Oregon Health Authority reports an explosion of pediatric COVID-19 cases around the state. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert reports.
Over 38,000 cases have been reported in those under the age of 18. That's about 13% of all COVID cases statewide. Senior health advisor Dr. Bukosi Dubé says young people are being infected with the Delta variant, a stubbornly infectious mutation of COVID-19. He notes the death of an infant boy from Douglas County who tested positive August 20th and died on Labor Day. The baby, who was under 1 year old, had underlying conditions.
As a parent, I can say that is very sad. No parent should ever have to bury their child. I feel for those parents. My heart aches for those parents, and I'm very, very sorry for your loss.
According to OHA, the infant is the third COVID-related death of an Oregonian under the age of 18. Tiffany Eckert reporting.
Two Oregon-based nonprofits, Street Dog Hero and Fences for Fido, are partnering to bring free spay-neuter services, a wellness clinic, and a pet food bank to the Warm Springs community. Street Dog Hero's first visit to Warm Springs is scheduled for October 10th for a free spay-neuter service from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Drop-off is at 8 a.m. at the Warm Springs Community Center parking area if you have an appointment made. You can schedule an appointment by emailing clinics@streetdoghero.org. Fences for Fido will launch the Warm Springs Community Pet Food Bank tomorrow between 10 a.m. and noon at 2334 High Lookie Street. That's across from the Senior Center. You can reserve your pet food by calling or texting 503-319-9838 or email petfoodbank@fencesforfido.org. Free pet food will be given out on the second Saturday each month. Madras White Buffalo football was scheduled to play in Sisters last night, but thick smoke led to the relocation of the game to Madras. And then smoke moved into Madras late yesterday. When game time came around, school officials delayed the start of kickoff, hoping that air quality would improve. However, that was not the case, and the game was canceled. Stay tuned to find out if that game gets rescheduled. Madras is otherwise scheduled for their next game 1 week from today. KWSO weather for Central Oregon, rain showers and a possible thunderstorm today with some hazy conditions. Today's high, only 73 degrees. Sunny and 80 this weekend. I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO News.